Nelson cyclist Swain Tuft has set a new course record at the BC Epic 1000 cycling race, completing the 1,050-kilometer course from Merritt to Fernie in just 2 days, 2 hours, and 11 minutes. His speedy finish shaved close to an hour off his previous record set in 2024. Tuft said his goal this year was to complete the course in under 48 hours, but partly due to the fact that he just missed the 2 p.m. sailing of the Kootenay Lake Ferry on Sunday, he was slightly delayed.
You know, things went sideways, and I had plans of being much faster, you know, but that's why you take stuff on, right? You learn, and you come back with a different plan.
The BC Epic 1000 is an ultra-endurance cycling event that takes place primarily on gravel and unpaved surfaces. The route traverses Forest Service roads, trails, and even mountain passes, including the Paulson Pass and Great Creek Pass, incorporating more than 9,000 meters of elevation gain along the way. With an average speed of 20.6 kilometers per hour, 49-year-old Tuff arrived in Fernie on Monday morning, exhausted after pushing hard through the night in cold, rainy weather and with minimal sleep. But Tuft says those challenges are also what draws him to the grueling event.
I'm just here in Fernie, just questioning my choices in life. No, it was great. It was great. But always interesting, you know, always lots to learn. So I love that part, even though it can be horrible at the time.
Second place finisher, 24-year-old Brennan King from Vancouver, finished 6 hours behind Tuft. Another Nelson cyclist, 34-year-old Alec Janssens, who is coached by Tuft, placed third, 14 hours back. The first female finisher, 31-year-old Tennessee Del Greco from Squamish, BC, completed the course in a time of 3 days, 11 hours, and 54 minutes. For Kootenay Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.